Tonight's shiur siman tav kuf nun, hevdel sheyesh bein Tisha B'av leYesod Tzomos. The differences between Tisha B'av and the other fasts. Seif aleph, hakol chayovim lehisanois arba tzomos halalu v'asur lefrotz goder. Everyone is obligated to fast the four tanesim we described: Shiva Sabatamuz, Tisha B'av, Sum Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves. But also, if it's gather, it's forbidden to breach the fence. The Ramah says, Mia, however, ubaros umenikos shemitzaros habe, women who are pregnant and nursing and in distress, they're uncomfortable. Ein lehisanos, they're very uncomfortable. Ein lehisanos, they shouldn't fast. Vafilu einon mitzaros, einon mechayovos lisanos. And even if they're not suffering, even if they're not uncomfortable, they're not obligated to fast, but they have practiced, they've made it a practice of being machmir. V'davka b'shol somos, now this is the other three fasts. This is referring to Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves and Shivas B'Talmos. Al b'Tisha B'Av, v'chayavos l'hashlam. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, even pregnant and nursing women should fast. The kamans m'tavkuf nun dalet sefei, as is described in Tavkuf nun dalet. Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Aleph. Everyone is mechuyev in these fasts, but also lifros gather, and one should not breach the fence. What's the Lord meaning to say? Avar gav de maskinim be Gemara. Even though the Gemara concludes, de bezman de ein matzui gezeros over the kochavim al Yisrael, tol yahadav beiritzon Yisrael. Then in a time when decrees of the non-Jews are not prevalent against the Jews, it's really up to the Yidden to decide if they want to fast or not. The Hainu Imratsu Roiv Yisrael v'hiskimu shlol v'hisanos b'gimel tzomos, that if most of Klai Yisrael decided and agreed not to fast these three fasts, Harashus b'yadon, they have the right to do that. Kasva poiskim, but the poiskim write the achshav k'var ratsu v'kiblo lehem Klai Yisrael midor dor. By now, it's already something that Klai Yisrael has desired and accepted from generation to generation. Asur lifros geder, now it becomes a matter of priestess geder if you would say we're not going to fast. So therefore, we all fast, and the Be'er Locha points out who's the hakol. Hakol chayavim, tinoikes bas yud beis shonav yom echad, v'tinoik ben yud gimel shonav yom echad. By the time a girl is bas mitzvah and a boy is bar mitzvah, chayavim lahasanos, they have to fast. V'lo koydim lechem, but not before that. V'avshalo haviyush te se'aros, even if they didn't bring two hairs, the physical signs of maturity, chayavim, they would fast once they reached the 12th and 13th birthday.
What the koch they were coming to bring? They wouldn't know?
So he's telling us everyone is mechuyev,
yeah.
And that's not to include children. He says, when I think kol includes children. No, no, doesn't mean children. It means from bar bas mitzvah up,
oh.
But not before. It's usually comes from might in the hakol.
Also, these three fasts were given up in Kabbalah by Nevi'im. When do we get the discretion to decide as a group we don't want to do it anymore? Where does that come out?
So the Gemara seems to understand that the gezeiros of the Navis, the Tanesim, were for that time. When they were in Golos, when they were in from the Churban and they're suffering in that Tekufa, they made the Tanes. But in later years, it became, once I guess they came back from in the Bayashen at Tekufa, they weren't fasting. So it wasn't like they were fasting all 420 years of Bayashani, these Tanesim. So now it's no longer the Navi's requirement. So they have to decide, are we going to or not going to? See if Katan base. Miyu, however, again, another miyut. It says HaKol Chayav L'Sa'anois, that doesn't include nursing and pregnant women. Because when they made this decision and accepted upon themselves to fast, Hekelu lachatchila lehem. They said right off the bat, these women do not have to fast. Sifkan gimel ubarosim enikos, pregnant and nursing women. Umistabra, it makes sense to say, the uberes mikri mishar shahukar havlod. The status that she's pregnant is when she's noticeably pregnant. Kedekarmel in the vestos, the same way we say when it comes to her cycles, and we say she's not mesulekes damim until it's hukar havlod, until the first trimester is over, basically. However, we could say that after 40 days to the Yetziras Havad, meaning once it's 40 days from conception, so she's also considered mu'uberes, that if she is uncomfortable, if she's in Tsar, that she doesn't have to fast. Alba batza mihachi, but if it's within the first 40 days, near the harvel kachol nashav adav, it would seem that she's like any other woman, in lo mishim etzta'eres harvel, that she's in a lot of discomfort. V'imageresh es chulsha, and if she feels weak, ein lahachi b'kala, she should not be strict on herself at all. So the simple understanding is a muberis takes on the status of muberis only after the first trimester. But the Mishnah Berurah says efshur, that after 40 days we're going to treat her as muberis for these halachas, even though it won't be for the dinim muselek as damim, but we will say it as far as tainus is concerned. But if it's less than 40 days the yetziras havad, she's like anyone else. How she would know she's pregnant in the first 40 days is beyond me. She really would have no idea of it. It's just, you know, perhaps in modern time with the blood tests, maybe right around then she'll figure it out and she'll go and get a test. But it's very unlikely that she knew she was expecting within 40 days of Yetziras Havad.
But you
thought about her, I guess, Sarah. So Sarah, she's Mr. Sarah. What does it have to do with pregnancy?
Could be that she has a certain...
I'm just saying he's associating it with pains. That's hard to understand. The notes on the side point out that nowadays we're going to be makel with any woman who knows she's pregnant, even within the first three months of pregnancy, in the first trimester, if she's uncomfortable. And you should know that the Mishnah Berurah Shaar Tzion, Sifkat Beis, points out if she feels weak, she should not be machmir. The Shaar Tzion says, "Ki bereishis yimei ibura hu uber cholish beyoser." When she is in the first trimester, the unborn child is at its weakest. Ve'ino osigov kamafsido bevada imasan gamu muberes. And if she's going to suffer and afflict herself, it will have detrimental effects on the unborn child and for herself as well. The figure hamekel niskably suffering, and therefore one who is lenient is going to certainly benefit from being lenient. So he's encouraging leniencies even in the first trimester. The idea that the child will suffer more at that point than later, I can't say scientifically. My understanding generally is that the baby will just take from the mother whatever the baby needs. The mother will be depleted, but not the baby. But in any event, we're makel. There's no question we're makel when we know that she's pregnant, if she's not feeling well.
So, Rul Mishnah Berurah, a stam and a naval. What do we do with a stam and an efshur?
Efshur, the Masara I have in efshur is that this is what the Mishnah Berurah holds, but because he doesn't have others as proof, he only writes it as an efshur, as in a novel, as Benivis. But he held, when he brings an efshur, that's not what he holds. I believe this is what I got from Rav Scheinberg also. And that's the efshurs in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Dalad, Ainli Hisanas. So women who are nursing and pregnant who are in great discomfort, the Ramah says, don't fast. The Koshkenim Ucholish in Basakana. And certainly if someone is a chayla, even if it's not dangerously ill, the Vade Potum Lisanos, he's certainly exempt from fasting. The Aser Lola Hachrol Asan is forbidden to be strict on himself. The Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion Gimel says, the Chayla Inin Ubarosim in Ikosh, Mitzdaras Habe Gamkin Asuros the Hisanas. When a woman's pregnant or nursing and in great discomfort, she's forbidden from fasting. So this is not the area where one should be machmir. There are other things to be machmir in life, but this isn't it. Sifkatan hey. The Ramah goes on to say, even if they're not b'tzar, they really don't have to fast, but the meaning is to be machmir. Ashnahagul lahachmir. Temhem chalushes, but if they're weak, near the alien lahachmir, then they should not be machmir. And as a rule, we generally say that today women are weak, and if they're pregnant or nursing, I don't wait for them to get sick. I tell them just they don't have to fast, unless they're an unusually strong faster and it means nothing to them. But typically, most women nursing and pregnant will need to eat, and we treat them as chalushos, and we treat them as in that status. Also, the Mishnah Berurah is not expanding here where she's holding in the pregnancy. There's certainly going to be the months that are more dangerous. We're afraid of premature labor, if she gets dehydrated. And postpartum, there's also the first 30 days In halach we treat it like a chayla. The Aruch HaShulchan writes a lashon, a language, chalila, for a woman to fast 30 days, within 30 days of childbirth, even on Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av, chalila to fast within the first 30 days of having a baby. So, you know, here we're just saying nursing mothers, but there's differences where she's holding, how far from the delivery. Mishnah Berurah continues. Even if she is eating on the fast day because of her delicate condition, now a person who needs to eat shouldn't just enjoy meat and wine, just what they need. The contemporary post can put it this way: if they need meat as part of their diet, they're allowed to have it, but don't have ice cream. In other words, don't eat things that are not necessary to stay healthy. We want them to eat nutritious, healthful meals. They shouldn't get weak. They should be strong, be hydrated. That doesn't mean to have a chocolate bar. They should stay away from nash. That's just for the hana of it. That's what the contemporary post can point out. And the chayin hakatanim, children, sheish them das lehisabel. They're old enough to understand the concept of the morning. Avagav she'in mechuyav lechancham. Even though there is no obligation of chinuch, afilu ben yud beis shana, even a 12-year-old boy, afilu b'tayas shos, even for hours, there's no such halacha. Mikamokam roi lechancham shelo yochlu akadei ki maguf. The proper chinuch would be that when they eat on these fast days, they should eat the basics to stay healthy: lechem umayim, bread, water, ushar maichel poshet, or simple foods. The fiatid according to the child, she's avu metzibah, and that will be their avails to metzibah. So again, not giving the children candies and ice creams and chocolates on the fast. But the Mishnah Berurah makes a point, like he said in the Ber Halacha, there is no halacha to mechanich children to fast before the bar bas mitzvah. There's no halacha even to partial fast. The only time you find such a thing is by Yom Kippur. Nowhere else. And I've heard of this thing about people have a minig that they children fast three tanesim before the bar mitzvah. It is not halacha, for sure. It is zichur not halacha. We are not mechanich any chinuch that's tzar for a child. There's no such thing as chinuch for inyanei tzar. And the Mishnah Berurah is clear. There's no such thing. Not the shows, not the chal. The chinuch would be, don't give them treats, don't give them fun stuff. Now, there are people I know who do have such a minig, and they feel very strongly about it, that this is their minig, and the seif, and the avos, and so on. Okay, I don't know where it comes from. I know Rabbi Neustadt tells me that him, he's in the camp rabbi, in his camp, he doesn't let them. He doesn't care what the minig is. You have to eat. If you're not bar mitzvah, only boys there. If you're not bar mitzvah, does not let them fast. And clearly the halacha is that way. There's no such halacha for a child to fast before the bar mitzvah. Seif Beis. So most halolu chutz mi Tisha B'Av, these fasts, with the exclusion of Tisha B'Av, mutarim berechitza v'sichon ilas asalim tash v'shamita. So these fasts, it's permitted to bathe, to put on oils, to wear shoes, to be intimate. There's no halacha to start the fast from the previous afternoon, from Shkiyas Sechal, the previous day. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav. Mutarim berechitza, all these things are mutar, the other fasts. Because when they wanted and decided to accept upon themselves these four fasts, they didn't accept it upon themselves with all the stringencies of a Tanis Sibur like Tisha B'Av. But it's not something that most people can endure. But a Baal Nefesh, someone who's particularly sensitive to his neshama, would be strict on all of these like Tisha B'Av. Elam Shemchal, El Tevila, Yikayim Anasa. But if the night of the Tainus is a mikveh night, he should fulfill his mitzvahs oina. The gabin ilas a sandal yachm mishum chuchav et lulim. He should not avoid wearing shoes because it becomes a joke. The chenem chal asur b'tevus bear of Shabbos. And if in fact asur b'tevus came out on a Friday, a mahachmir b'rechitza, we're not going to be machmir with bathing b'cham in hot water, may cover the Shabbos because of covered Shabbos. If you look at Shart Siyan Ches and Tes, Shart Siyan says in Ches, Baal nefesh yachmir, the minig is not to bathe on the three fasts. The kosev pimegod behind the becham, that means hot water. Al bitzoni, when it comes to cold, yeshlomu the shore begimel tzonos. Perhaps we could say that it's okay Or face and hands and feet with hot water. You could say it's mutter. So the accepted practice is that we don't take a hot shower on the Tanesim. The only exception is Asar B'Tavis Erev Shabbos. But other than that, we don't take a hot shower on the Tanesim. Sifkan Dal Shar Tziyan to Idna, we don't treat them like Tisha B'Av except for Bal Nefesh. To Idna Motzi Gezeris Min of the Galilim, because Lamaisa we do have all kinds of Gezeris from the Goyim. So then, the obligation should revert back to the way it was by Tisha B'Av, the Fidivir Bada Kunt Ramban. The Gam Hagrob Be'u Romaskim Divir Ramban, and the Goin Hosek the Ramban, Vaimba Yerab Shem Ashalod, Bechal Nefesh, Terech Lahaf, Sigam Yidom. And therefore, it says, Del Yerabo, in the name of Shalod, if you're going to be Machmir, then you have to be Machmir to start the Tainus by Shkia the previous night. So it's not just that you're not going to have tashramita, not just that you're not going to shower, but you stop eating from the night before. So this could work for some gedalia. I think it's very difficult for Asar B'Teves to stop eating from the night before. As usually people come home for dinner, it's a long night, it's not that easy to pull that one off. Shivas of Atamas is a simple one, it's ready the summertime. So it doesn't always work, even for the Baal Nefesh, to figure out these cheshbonos. And for Keret, it may be easy for the Baal Nefesh to forego eating Motzei Rosh Hashanah, but not taking a shower is not so pashut after 2 days Yontif, right? So Baal Nefesh, you know, not all of the factors work the same and the same with the same ease. But it is pretty commonly, I don't know if it's commonly, well, let's just put that. There are those who will be machmir tashrei shemitah. That much, it's not a question of eating the night before, it's not a matter of taking a shower, that is more more common, to think about that. That people will be strict, unless it's the El Tevila. Sifkan Zayin, v'ein sarich l'hafzik b'idyom. The three Tanesim don't begin till Alois HaShachar. K'mo b'tishah b'av, they don't begin like Tisha B'av the night before. Elamutah ben b'achilah shtiyah b'lad, you can eat and drink the night before. The fast starts at Alois, right? We always say the Tainus begins at Alois. We don't say the Tainus begins the previous night. Now the note brings a fascinating thing from Elia Rabba, that a person should not eat more than usual the previous night, because then what does the Tainus help? You're defeating the purpose of the Tainus if you eat it extra the night before. And then he goes on to say, V'chayin kinesh, the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring this. So one need not be machmir. One need not worry about this Elia Rabba. However, it's interesting, this is Rav Chaim Kanevsky saying we don't paskin this way. I've heard it b'shem Rabbi Yoshua Zichron Vacha, that he held those who get up early erev the tainus to eat breakfast, which is a pretty common practice, because the fast always starts at Elos HaShachar, and here, where we live, this is no big deal. I heard Rabbi Yoshua said that one who gets up to eat before the tainus is a novel b'shus HaTorah. So it's a very strong language that you're like you're within the guidelines of the halacha, but you're defeating the spirit of the halacha. In other words, the vote is to fast, and here you say, yeah, I have a kunz. I'll get up, I'll have breakfast, I won't even know I'm fasting. Yeah, people do that. Yeah, set the alarm, get up, right, the whole thing. So Rabbi Yoshi didn't hold of it. He held as a shtickle, no mishu satayah. No, that would do either way. I was saying, someone who specifically you can't fast. Some people talk can't, but if a person can fast, so it's like we're so pain sensitive, we can't endure 4 days of, you know, the Tanezim. You have to get up. And, right. So that's I think. So the halacha says you're allowed it. The halacha is okay. But I heard this Zohar from Yosef, and it resonates. See, if Gimel, what?
Say that if you're up anyway, I get up that time anyway to go to work. So,
I think he would say, so. Man, he would say you shouldn't eat, then that's all. Get up and go to work. Skip breakfast.
Hey, you probably could talk about taking a meal. Right.
No, I don't think so. See, if Gimel. Each of these fasts, if they were to occur on Shabbos, to get pushed off to Sunday. The Ramah says, if they occur on Friday, we would lay in Vayichal b'Shachos Mincha.
Meshchupa b'yomet hanes erev Shabbos nohagin l'spala mincha v'lekos v'yechal. If you're going to have a chupa that afternoon erev Shabbos, which is a fast day, they would daven mincha and lein v'yechal. V'achar kach leisin a chupa, then do the chupa after mincha. V'ayin l'asim reish m'tes sevdal dem ashtim v'tanes. We discuss reish m'tes about finishing the tanes. Mr. Bura, sevkar and ches kol abrit service all the four fast days. If they occur on Shabbos, get pushed off to Sunday. Kol lav davka. The word kol is not specific. The oil may not serve tevis chal b'shabbos. Serve tevis will never come on Shabbos. Moshe kosev simen tavchav chesiv beis. The other three will. Some gedalia will. Shiva Sabatamas, Tishbav will, but not Asar B'Tavis, and that's what he brings on the side, the famous of Chaim, that if it did, you'd have to fast, because B'Atzer Yom Hazeh. Okay, so it doesn't happen. Oh, that's right. Sifka and Tess, Nidchen L'Achar Shabbos gets pushed off to Sunday. V'Lokad, but not before. Dekdumi Paranisa L'Makdim, we don't bring a punishment early. We push it off. Sifka and Yud, V'Mchalo B'Erev Shabbos, and if the fast come out of Erev Shabbos, Ha'ilish Nagam Kin L'Av Da'ach, but this is also not accurate. The chol ha'abot samos gam can ef shlo chol be'erev Shabbos. The four fasts cannot come out on Friday. The fiakfiyah samavur le'el b'siman tav chavches, based on the way we set the calendar, describing tav chavches, ki im asar b'tevus v'ad. Only asar b'tevus can come out on Friday. None of the others will ever come out on a Friday. Sifka yun aleph b'shachris u'mincha v'yechal. So we would lay in shachris u'mincha v'yechal. For who adin the oimah hashliach tziba aneinu ben gerol ro'fein, the shliach tziba say aneinu b'shachris u'mincha as well. But we will not say vidui tachanon avinu malkeinu. We're not going to say that mincha erev Shabbos. The times that ain lasos erev Shabbos yom kippur katan, for the same reason we don't do a Friday yom kippur katan. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, kiyum yom chamisha shofar, we push it back to Thursday. Because you don't say slichas and hashamnu on erev Shabbos mincha. Sifka on your days. If there's a chasna taking place that Friday, so then you do the chuppah after mincha. Now the chosin can't drink the kosher bracha. It's still during the fast. You give it to a child. And the chosin can drink the kosher bracha. And eat and drink afterwards. If the tainus is his own tainus, she was out of Yom Zeh, that he's fasting on this day, and Sarach Lahashim doesn't finish the fast. So how is this that he's getting married on a Nidcha? It can't be Tishbav Nidcha, and it shouldn't be Shiva Sabatama's Nidcha. But it could be if he's a Sfardi. Sfardim will get married up until Rosh Chodesh Av. So maybe that, but it's odd that that's the Nidcha he's talking about. Asar B'Teves is never Nidcha. So the only other thing would be some gedalia nidcha, which is a chiddush. If some gedalia came in on Shabbos and fast on Sunday, and he's getting married on Sunday, so maybe he means in that case he could break his fast because it's a nidcha. This is part of the shaila. Is some gedalia treated as kviyas on gimel, or is it a nidcha? So therefore it's always nidcha. So we don't make a difference. There's no chiluk, and that's a separate shaila. But it's a very curious. What is the case he's referring to here? Mr. Burr continues, V'kein, k'shechalechel me'atzemes b'toch shivas yimeh chupa, if during Sheva Brachas one of the fasts occur, Yashem Tanis, he finishes his Tanis, and we did that in the Be'er Halacha yesterday. Avol Yartzeit enserach this anus b'toch shivas yimeh chupa, imnasa besula b'chol amona. But a Yartzeit fast, he would not fast during Sheva Brachas if he marries a besula, or if he had never been married before and he's marrying an amona. Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet. Correct. The minig was that the Shabbos prior to a fast, Shechsiba would announce the fast. Chutz mi Tisha B'Av, some Kippur and some Kippurim, except for three. They wouldn't announce Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Purim. The Simanach, the Simon was Akaf Alof Pihu, that he would like hold his mouth closed. Aleph Chaf Pei, Af, I guess for Av, the Chaf for Kippur, and the Pei for Purim. Uminig Ashkenaz, Mr. Lahachas, Shomechad, Mehendra, Ramos says it's not the Minig and Ashkenaz. We don't machrus anymore for any of the Tanaisim in advance.